For this Wednesday, November 12th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Last night, Mount Vernon girls basketball won their first game of the season as they defeated Tecumseh at home 41-32. The Wildcats improved to 1-1. Their next game is tomorrow evening at home versus Tell City. The Special Olympics Men's Club has announced that they are once again hosting a Special Olympics celebration later this month, and all Posey County Special Olympics athletes and coaches are invited. It's on Sunday, November 30th at the St. Philip School Gymnasium on 3420 St. Philip's Road. Doors open at 3 p.m. and the fried chicken dinner will be served at 4 p.m. It's an afternoon of fun, games, great food, and a trophy presentation. The holiday season is right around the corner, and Christmas in New Harmony is set for December 6th and 7th. You can stroll the charming streets lined with twinkling lights, shop for unique artisan gifts, enjoy festive concerts, carriage rides, and cozy up with hot cocoa by the fire. There will also be the annual parade, live music, crafts, Candyland, holiday house tour, and plenty of small town cheer. For more information, you can go online to visitnewharmony.com. CenterPoint Energy's series of community meetings began last week, and local Posey County meeting is today at Mount Vernon Junior High from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Officials say customers will be able to learn about financial assistance programs and resources, as well as actions taken to prioritize customer affordability. Ford Center officials say the highly anticipated Monster Jam will be making its return to Evansville in 2026. According to a press release, Monster Jam trucks and world champion drivers take over the city of Evansville for a weekend packed with stunts, smiles, and jaw-dropping skills. Officials say it will feature stunts, big air, and action-packed excitement. They say the event will feature 12,000-pound trucks. The trucks will stand on two wheels and fly through the air in competitions of speed and skill. The event will take place on April 25th. 5th and 26th of 2026. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com. Last night in men's college basketball, 12th-ranked Louisville took care of their rival in 9th-ranked Kentucky at home, 96-88. The Cards improved to 3-0, and the Cats fall to 2-1. 14th-ranked Illinois stays perfect with an 81-77 victory at home over 11th-ranked Texas Tech. The Fighting Illini are 3-0 on the year. This evening is busy in local college sports. Evansville men's basketball is home at Ford Center, taking on Middle Tennessee State at 7 o'clock. The Purple Aces are 2-1 on the season. USI men's basketball plays at South Dakota at 7 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles are in search of their first win as they have lost their first two games. Evansville women's basketball journeys to Eastern Kentucky for a 6 o'clock contest. UE women's basketball is 0-2 overall. USI women's basketball has a road game at St. Louis at 7 o'clock. USI women's basketball has a record of 1-1. Evansville men's soccer is the number one seed in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, and they host the semifinal match tonight on campus at 6 o'clock p.m. as they take on number 5-seed Illinois Chicago. Up in Bloomington this evening, Indiana men's basketball welcomes Milwaukee for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The Hoosiers look to move to 3-0 on the year. Last night in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers were thumped in Utah by the Jazz 152-128. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 27 points and Andrew Nembhard added 25 points. The Pacers have lost 5 straight games and are 1-10 on the season. They play the final game of their 4-game road trip tomorrow evening at the Phoenix Suns. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, November 12th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.